Oh, glory to God. We're going to have a beautiful time in God's Word this morning. And I just want you to have a very open heart to God's Word, to receive God's Word. And we trust that, you know, at the end of this meeting, as saints, we will be edified. And Christ alone is what? Hallelujah. Let's just agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit that you've so richly given unto us by the work of redemption. Thank you, Father, for the gift of salvation. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving, and we say thank you, Abba Father. Lord, we declare and decree this morning that as we go into the world, our hearts are receptive to receive your word. Our eyes of understanding is enlightened to behold the riches of which you've bestowed upon us by the work of redemption. We declare and decree that there is no confusion. The word of truth is taught with accuracy and in precision. And at the end of this meeting, as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. If you are with your Bibles, which I believe you should be with, turn with me to the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12. 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 John chapter 8 verse 12. That is the gospel according to John chapter 8 verse 12. I want us to just read together. Are we there together? Are we there? Are we there? Yeah, so can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. So, what did Jesus say? I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So, in this month, we're looking at a very beautiful series, The Leading of the Spirit. Am I right? Yeah, we're looking at the leading of the Spirit, how to recognize God's leading and how to recognize the leading of the Spirit, or how to recognize God's voice. Yeah, and we said that one of the gifts of salvation is that a saint who is saved has life. A saint who is saved has light. So there is no saint that lacks light. That means there's no saint that lacks life, there is no saint that lacks light. Yeah? Are we together? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me walks and shall have, rather, light. The light of life. You know, so in our first meeting, we're able to establish that there is no saint that is not led of the Spirit. Yeah? There is no... Let me say it this way. There is no saint that gets to a crossroad and that needs to pray for God to lead him or her. Are we together? Yeah? Why? Because there is light in you. That means because there is life in you. Yeah? The difference between Saint A and Saint B, who says, or if Saint A says that I'm led of the Spirit, I know what to do, and he actually does what he's supposed to do. The difference between him and that one who feels or seems confused is that A has been able to recognize leading. Yeah, so we have believers today. So every believer is led. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, right? 14, 15, 16. Yeah, summary. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What does it mean to be led in that translation, in that verse there? To be brought forth. Yeah, he didn't say as many as are being led. But however, in the being led, you remember this statement very well. In the being led of the believer is being led. Yeah, remember that statement? What does that mean? What Christ did for you was he delivered you from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. Yeah, so point A to point B. That's what Paul was teaching in Romans chapter 8. So when he says, for as many as are being led, that word agio is a word that means a one of translation or to be brought forth by the Spirit. Yeah, John 3 tells us that a man cannot be born again except he is born of water. What is born of water? That is the Spirit. Yeah, not water baptism. Yeah, so born of water, that is the Spirit. So a man who has been born of the Spirit has been born of God's water. Ezekiel 36 tells us, I will sprinkle clean water on you. How is he going to do that? By giving you a new what? Heart. What is a new heart? A new spirit. So a man who is born again has received a new heart, which is God's Spirit. Yeah, so in receiving that, you are born again. In receiving that, you've received life. John 3:16. For God in such a manner loved the world that he gave his son. So how do we see God's love to mankind? Look at the way he gave his son. How did he give his son? Sacrificially. So for God in such a manner loved the world, we see it in that he gave his son, that whosoever believes on him cannot, shall never perish. So a man who believes the gospel once in his life is saved forever. A man who believes the gospel once can never be unsaved. Yeah, God doesn't have ex-children. God doesn't have ex-saints. Yeah, God doesn't have people. There's nothing like I was once God's child. No. Why? Because God is solely responsible to hold on to you. Yeah, the one who you've given me, Father, John 10:28, none can pluck them from my hands. So a man who is born again has received life. You cannot vomit life. You cannot vomit light. Yeah, Jesus said, I'm the bread of life, I'm the bread of heaven, I'm the bread of God. Your fathers thought they did eat bread of heaven in the wilderness, but I am the bread which comes down from heaven. He that believes me shall never, what? John 7, yeah, Jesus said unto them that whoever is thirsty, come unto me to drink. For as scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What is rivers of living water? Verse 39 tells you, but he spake he of the Spirit, which was not given at the time, because he was not yet glorified. What does it mean for him to be glorified? It simply means that come into a heart or the heart of one who believes. So is Jesus glorified today? Yes. How? By a man who believes the gospel and he begins to indwell of the man. I just did a recap of 2 weeks or 3 weeks now. Yeah? Are we together? Yeah. Remember we said a believer is not to be led by opportunities? Remember that? Are we there? Remember that? A believer is not to be led by opportunities, circumstances, and faith in the gospel and superstition, they are on two different pages. It was superstition. Yeah, when you come to church this morning and somebody, and you hit your leg on the floor, or you hit your head on the chair and you say, money is coming, or favor is coming my way. That's superstition. Hallelujah. Yeah, another example is when your hand is scratching you, or when the back of your feet is scratching you. You are going to tread places you've never been before. That's superstition. Yeah, so the believer should not be led by superstitious beliefs. Is that right? Yeah. And we said something again, primarily number three. Every believer is led, which I just summarized. Yeah, so there is no believer that lacks the leading. Amen? Oh Lord, lead me. Look at it. You have a torchlight. This is a dark bush. You put on your light. What do? You have light. What believers do is, you put on your light in the dark region or in the dark wilderness and say, Lord, lead me. Right? Lord, lead me. What should you do as a believer? You recognize that this is light and you go through. So, in this teaching, we're going to re-examine a couple of things and examine how God leads the believer. You see, God leads the believer primarily by his word. Are we together? God leads the believer primarily by his word. By his word. The written word is God's primary way of leading the believer. Yeah, be careful of the sentences I'm using, you know, from this teaching onwards. Yeah, primary way, not only way. Right? Is that true? Yeah, primarily, a believer is led from the written word. You know, 2 Timothy 3 verse 15, and from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Verse 16 now tells you that all scriptures are inspired of God, profitable for teaching. So, the scriptures in itself are already God inspired. That's why as saints, we are to go to the scriptures to see what has been inspired. Yeah, put it on our thinking cap. And not ask God to inspire something new. What we do in our day and time is this. Lord, show me something that the entire world doesn't know, so to say. Yeah, see someone comes out and says that, oh, God showed me something that Paul didn't know. Once you begin to hear such, you flee. You know there is a difference between a false preacher and a preacher who is innocent but teaches a false gospel. There's a difference between a false teacher and a man who is innocent but teaches a false gospel. Do you understand what I just said? One, a false teacher is that one, he knows what he's doing is wrong. Yeah? A lot of people that ask for seed, for instance, they know what they are doing is wrong and they know it doesn't work. Yeah? A lot, they know. They know. Because why will we have 5,000 members and God, who is the father of all of us all, yeah, wants to bless all of us all, but before he blesses all of us all, he has to first bless the 100 that can give him something first. Yeah? So, but there are some who think it works. There are some who think so, seed sowing works. They innocently think it works. Ah, if it's like that, nobody should be poor now. Yeah, you have one Toyota Corolla. Eh? What do? You sow it so God will give you Lamborghini. Glory. If it's only keke you can buy, or bicycle, you sow it so God will give you Maserati. Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah? Then if you now want to get, if after you, after God gives you Maserati, you sow Maserati to get a private jet. So, a lot of people prefer to hold on to false hope than to look at reality for what it is. You know, I'm using these first 4 weeks to restructure our minds to see the way God is. A man cannot live above his understanding of his God. Right? That is why we are paying deliberate attention for hours in this first part of his teaching. A man can only live to the degree of his understanding of his God. A man cannot live above his understanding of his God. A man cannot live above his understanding of his God. Hallelujah. So, everyone who is born again has life. Everyone who is born again has light. There is something we have to do with that light that is within, us. Are we together this morning? Yeah. You see, dear saints, let me admonish you. You see, the earlier you hold on to God's word and God's word alone, the better for your future life. You see, your understanding of the gospel and your understanding of God determines how you live your day-to-day activity. When you see someone who finds it difficult to forgive, for instance, it is because he has not acknowledged who God is. Because there's no way you will know God as one who forgives no matter what and hold a grudge against your fellow partner or your fellow neighbor. That's why the gospel itself, you know, there was a video I shared on the group chat, church group chat, this yesterday night, you know, and he said something. He mentioned a couple of years and he mentioned how people came to come and kill, burn down maybe 100 churches in Zaria or something like that. And he said something. God told him that they should not revenge. You know that is basic, the word. Yeah, Matthew. Yeah, Romans 12:19. Yeah, you heap a coal of fire on his head, which is forgiveness of sins. Yeah, you are to do good to those who do evil to you. If you understand that God is just in his way, such that both the evil and the good, God still supplies son to them, you will not do good to only people that are good. Yeah, and he said something. He said, people came 100, he told people, told the Christians, don't revenge. That is the life of God. That is the light of God. People came to his house to come and kill him. They didn't meet him at home. What happened? They met his wife at home. They beat the wife to the point of almost half dead. She became partially blind. That's the wife. Had to travel, take her to the U.S. to go and, you know, do a lot of surgeries and things like that. Yet, he said what? God said, do not revenge. That God said is equal to the word said. That's what the word said. See, when somebody does evil to you, you don't need to say, God, lead me, what should I do? In the real sense, you are trying to make God tell you what you already want to do. God, what should I do? God, hold me. God can never tell you to do evil to anybody that has done evil to you. That's why you see, it's a waste of energy, time, strength, microphone, sound, generator, diesel to come as a pastor, to come and be saying, I decree everybody in Boko Haram camp to die. It cannot happen. If they die, it's not the God of our Lord and Father, yet of Jesus Christ, that killed them. It's straight in the Bible. We know what the Bible says about certain things. It's a waste of MB, a waste of data, a waste of diesel, a waste of small generator diesel and fuel, a waste of sound engineers' energy. The only reason why you can ask people to die for doing evil is because you've not understood the gospel. You know, some don't understand ignorantly. Some really understand, they know, but you know, it's difficult to actually believe that God doesn't want you to revenge. Because your mind, you're like, what this guy did to me. That's why one of the primary topics that the church should teach is believers love walk. It's not as easy as it sounds, you know. Yeah, imagine you're staying somewhere beside your mom and someone comes and slap your mom. See, what the Bible says, you should say, look at, so that means believers love walk has, it has degree. So what he said, pastor, that will go hard though. You know what he's simply saying? Pastor, what I'm trying to say is that the instruction that the Bible gave is above my pay grade. There's a boundary. You remember what Jesus said? You see, this thing called believers' love work. I'm trying to disabuse our minds from the cliches we've grown up learning. Yeah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't set your mind aright before trials and circumstances come, you will walk in the flesh before you remember the Spirit of God. If you don't set your heart aright and get your heart rooted in the gospel, you will walk in the flesh before you remember the Spirit of God that lives in you. If you don't set your heart right and set your heart firm in the things of God, you will walk in the flesh before you remember what the Spirit of God, or remember the Spirit of God in you. Look at Romans 6:11. Romans chapter 6, verse 11. You know, we gave examples that, you know, a lot of us are led by job opportunities we have. A lot of us are led by, you know, openings and, you know, admissions and, you know, school activities, you know, and so many things. And it becomes more terrible to actually recognize God's leading in a country like Nigeria, because Nigeria is default where it is. I just stick with that. Nigeria is default where it is. The gospel is the solution to mankind's problem. Please write this down. Let me say this carefully. The gospel is the solution to the problems of mankind. But I want you to listen attentively. The gospel is the solution to the problems of mankind. The gospel, God's gospel through his son Jesus Christ, is the solution to the problems of mankind. The gospel is the solution to the problems of mankind. Is that what I said? This is what I mean. Okay, let me first of all tell you what I don't mean. Let me tell you what I don't mean first before I tell you what I mean. What I don't mean is this. I don't mean because you have the gospel, you will be rich. I don't mean because you have the gospel, you have a good job. I don't mean because you have the gospel, you have a car. Those are lies that we are told day in, day out. There's also like financial, what do we call it? Financial what? Financial break. There's a word we call. There's nothing like kingdom finance. You know, have you heard people say things that because you are in God's kingdom, you can never lack? It's a lie. Even the person that is telling you lack some things. So there's nothing like because I have the gospel, I know the gospel. Yeah, I can never be sick. Because I know the gospel, I can never be poor. Because I know the gospel, I can never not have job. Because I know the gospel. Any office I go to and apply, they will take me. Yeah, but what do I mean when I say the gospel is solution to problems of mankind? If a president of a nation knows the country, he knows how to govern the country from God's word. Now, not that God's word will tell him how to create ministry of justice or create this, but he knows that God's word gives instruction to body high, body mighty, body low, body rich, body poor. Paul tells Timothy, charge them who are rich among you. Paul told Timothy, Bishop of Ephesus, he says, charge them who are rich among you. Not to be highly minded, but to be rich in good works. Because riches to God is not finance. That you have 1 billion in your account today is not a proof that God is with you. Else, that Dangote works in the spirit more than me and you. Because Spirit of God is in me. I can never. So we have to understand why we say the gospel is the solution to the problems of mankind. Results are not proof that you are doing what God will ask you to do. Results are not proofs that what you are doing is what God will have you to do. Let me say better. Result is not a proof that you are doing God's will. Else, the only people doing God's will are the likes of Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, that are walking in the spirit. And we that were sweating under AC here because we are taking off the work we do throughout Monday to Friday. We are walking in the flesh. Are needs met for believers? Yes. Are needs met for unbelievers? Find it in a place you have to say yes louder. Because if you are sincere with yourself, let's not go into that again. So look at Romans 6:11. Look at Romans 6:11. See what it says. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ. What did he say? He says, reckon ye also yourselves. What does it mean to reckon? Can you say agree? Can you say agree? Look at it again. It says, likewise, agree ye also yourselves to be dead. So, agree that you are dead indeed to sins, but you are alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, we must begin to see ourselves that way. That's what Paul is telling the church in Rome. You must begin to see yourself in such a way that you are alive unto God. Lift your hand and say, I'm alive unto God. I'm alive unto God. Okay, look at Philemon 1. Philemon 6. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6. Are we there? That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by what? Are we all there? Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go verse 6. That the communication of thy faith. Now, can we say that the communication of the light in you? You remember that scripture? Yeah? We've talked about it, right? Yeah, do it may tarry. What's he talking about? Your house or your job? None of them, right? Yeah? So, though he may tarry, wait for him. He will surely... Remember that, right? Yeah? So, when you see the next verse now says, the just shall live by his faith. Yeah? By his faithfulness. Yeah? So, when you see that the communication of your faith may become effectual. You can say the communication of the light that you already have becomes effectual by what? Becomes effectual by acknowledge. So remember Romans 6:11. Likewise also, reckon ye yourself. So can we say likewise also, acknowledge it within yourself that ye are dead unto sins, but alive unto God. You see, that word there, that the communication of their faith may be effectual by the acknowledge. That word, the acknowledging, means having a comprehensive understanding. Yeah? Having a comprehensive knowledge. Comprehensive and precise knowledge. So, it means that we are to... Look at it. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the having a comprehensive and precise knowledge of every good thing which is in you in Christ. So, can we say, by having a comprehensive understanding of the life in you? Okay, remember, that the communication of thy faith, yeah, may become effectual. That thy faith is speaking about the life the believer has received. Are we here? For you to be able to communicate that thing which you have, what do you have? The life of God. What is the life of God? The light of God. What is the light of God? God's what? God's spirit, right? Yeah? So, the life of God in you is the light of God in you and is the spirit of God in you. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? You are the temple of God's spirit. What is temple of God's spirit? God lives in you by his spirit. Yeah? So, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by having a comprehensive understanding of what? God's spirit in you. That means a student or a believer should be a student of God's spirit. Is that true? A believer should be a student of God's spirit. So, it's possible to be a possessor of God's spirit and not recognize that you have God's spirit. If you do not understand that a saint is forever saved, when you find yourself in situations that looks like unbecoming of a Christian, it is easy to forget that the spirit of God lives in you. It's easy to forget. That's why as saints, we don't preach condemnation. We preach the confirmation of the assurance of the faith that we have, or the confirmation of the Spirit of God we have within us.
That's a good thing.
So it's possible to be a possessor of God's spirit, which is God's life, which is God's light, and not recognize. Look at it. If you do not recognize, it's almost as equal as you don't have it. Or it's as though you don't have it. Remember the example I gave? You have a torchlight shining through the wilderness. Yeah? There's a way you can choose not to recognize that you have light. What is the difference between you who has light and can see and doesn't think he should move and one who doesn't light have light at all? It's almost the same. Is that not true? One has light. The other one doesn't have light. You that you have light, you're acting as though you don't have light. So, knowledge helps my mind to agree with what the Spirit says about me. Yeah? Comprehensive knowledge helps my mind to agree with what the Spirit of God says about me. Comprehensive knowledge, comprehensive and precise knowledge, helps us to agree with spiritual ability in us. Comprehensive understanding, comprehensive knowledge helps us, helps our mind to agree with the spiritual ability in us. Comprehensive knowledge doesn't give you the ability. Yeah, write that down. Comprehensive knowledge, precise comprehensive knowledge doesn't give you the ability. Precise comprehensive knowledge helps your mind to agree with the ability already resident in you. What gave you the spiritual ability? The life of God in you. The Spirit of God in you. Yeah? The kingdom of God in you. What's kingdom of God? What's kingdom of God? Is what? Resurrection. So, by the resurrection, we already have spiritual ability. So, every believer can walk in the nine gifts of the Spirit. Yeah? Every believer can say in the Spirit. Every believer can give a word of knowledge. Every believer can give a word of wisdom. Every believer can give a prophecy. Yeah, tongues. Every believer can speak in tongues. Every believer can interpret his tongues altogether. So, by the indwelling of the Spirit, we already by default have the ability of the Spirit. Lift your hands and say, I have. Lift your hands properly. Say, I have the Spirit of God in me. I have the ability of the Spirit of God right now. Glory to God. So, since God is light, there is an ability of light in my life. Yeah? Remember, no believer lacks light. No believer lacks life. Also, no believer lacks the ability of God. No believer lacks the ability of the Spirit. Yeah? So, God is light. We have accepted that. There is an ability of light in my life. So, His life, which is the Spirit in my heart, is light to me. Is that true? Let me say it again. There is light in you. How is there light in you? Because there is God's life in you. So, the ability of God's Spirit within you is made possible because you have believed the gospel. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his what? Begotten Son. That whosoever what? Believes shall not but have. So a man who believes cannot perish but have everlasting. So there's nothing like on the last day only two believers. Only true. A believer is one who believes the gospel. What is the gospel? Christ died, he was buried, and he resurrected for the forgiveness of sins. Yeah? What we emotionally do in our teaching of the faith is for the forgiveness of sins, comma, my prosperity, comma, and every other things, comma. Christ died for the forgiveness of sins. Blood, Christ shed his blood for sins and sins alone. Christ shed his blood for sins and sins alone. Leave the full stop there. It will help you from depression sooner or later. That single full stop there, point. It will help you from depression sooner or later. What a lot of us are doing is holding us to false hope, which will lead to depression very soon. Now look at it. You promise people what God never promised them. Look at it. I promise you what God never promised you. Yeah, this week, somebody is going to give $1 billion. Yeah, because I'm holding the mic and in front of you, by default, you've accepted that it is God that is talking. So God's going to give you $1 billion this week. This week comes, you know, Monday comes, nothing happens. You just start, in fact, it doesn't even go to work. It goes and lie down. 1 billion is coming, 1 billion is coming. Tuesday, 1 billion is coming. Ah, Saturday, you call pastor or you flash pastor. Yeah, you flash pastor. Ah, pastor, remember that today is Saturday, oh, do it with time. Wait for it. Yeah. 11 PM, 11:30. Pastor, Sunday, oh, another week is coming, oh. Wait for it. God designed the world in 7 days. He can turn your life around in 7 seconds. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So you on Sunday morning you come back. Then you now pass the gate, they give you sanitizer. You say, I don't want. You now think he is fighting with you. But ideally, he should be fighting with me. What do you now say? After 2 weeks, you now say I'm an atheist. I don't believe there is God. You don't believe there is God because I told you what God didn't promise you. You know I believe in miracles. I see miracles. I walk miracles. Forget all. Let's just, the way I'm emphasizing all this, you think I don't believe in miracles. God wants to give you 1 billion so you can preach the gospel with the jets. In your compound, there are 10 neighbors around you. They don't even know you are a Christian. On Friday, you wear a Osa cap. They think you are going to the mosque. You've not preached the gospel to your door neighbor on the street. You want to preach the gospel in the air, where it's only birds that are flying. What we do is we max our covetousness with the Spirit said. So this is the point. What he should be angry with me. See, how much does Bill Gates have? In the entire, does Bill Gates have up to $100 billion? And God will now give you one. Because they are coming to church on Sunday. God will just give you $1 billion. Yeah, yeah, you know, God wants to give you so you can turn everybody. You know, some people say things like, God bless me so I can bless others. Why don't you say God bless all of us? Why don't you pray God bless all of us in church? You see, it's covetousness. This is covetous. You think it's an innocent prayer? You think it's innocent? Lord, bless me so I can be a blessing. Let me tell you, people of God. When you don't have money in your account, it's easy to assume you are a liberal giver. I'm speaking your mind, ba? Let's assume the richest of us here has 10 million. No, let's just say the richest of us has 100 million. We have money in Jesus' name. Why are you still saying amen? You know where you are going to walk tomorrow. You are saying amen by faith. Yeah, okay, you are rich in Christ by faith. Yeah, so let's assume. You see, dear saints, when you don't have money, it's easy to, you know, some of us are like, when the money come, I want to change the back cutting. I want to change the back cutting from edge to edge. This altar, when money starts entering your account, don't blame people that have money and don't give easily. Don't blame them. Somebody works, labors for 20 years of his life to gather money. You are somewhere praying, Lord, the transfer, the wealth of the Gentiles shall be my possession. You don't want his heart, you want his wealth. Yeah, so now, this is the point. The light of God in you, yeah, supplies light to your daily activities. The light of God in you, which is actually God's word in you, which is actually God's spirit in you, which is actually God's life in you, yeah, knows how to, he knows how to, we're going to deal with the word of God and the inward witness. Inward witness. You know, so see, dear saints, never in your mind get to a position where you say miracles don't happen. Miracles happen. I've seen miracles happen. You know, can a miracle happen to you overnight? Yes. Can a miracle happen to you 3 days ago? Remember, we used to say it. If you are praying now, Lord, I want my needs to be met. God cannot force anybody to give you money. God can only supply persuasions to the heart of someone to give you money. The decision to give you that money is in his hand. There are so many of you that people want to give money. Yeah? Then there might have been supplies of persuasion into their hearts to give you. But the decision to remove that money from the account to give you, it is their decision. It's their decision. It's their free will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, how many of you here, if you wake up tomorrow morning and see an alert of 1 million, the first thing you will do is to go to the ATM and remove all of them? Don't lie. Don't lie. Mommy, who made it easier? Transfer to another bank. Those of us that use First Bank, you send it to Zenit. Insta, 5 a.m. like this, money is missing. They will trace, they will not find. When you have 1 million naira suddenly in your account, what should you do? Investigate where it's coming from. Why? Because there's no money in any heaven. There's no money in the sky. That money in your account is somebody's money. Either somebody made a mistake, or the money mistakenly came to your account, it is not your money. Until you find out that someone says, this is your money. You say, glory. Hallelujah. So, what did Paul tell Romans 6 to 11? He says, reckon it within yourself. What did Philemon 1 6 says? He says that the communication of their faith might be effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. You see, so God doesn't need to increase his volume or to increase the volume of his voice. God doesn't need to increase the volume of his voice. God doesn't need to increase the volume of his voice. God doesn't need to increase the volume of his voice. The saints just needs to give in to distraction less. God doesn't need to increase the volume of his voice. The saints just needs to give in to distraction less. And pay attention more. I'll say that again. God doesn't need to increase the volume of his voice. The saints just needs to give in to a distraction less. Giving less to distraction and giving more to paying attention of God's light. Because in God's light, we have his words and his voice. I'll say that again. God doesn't need to increase the volume of his voice. The saint just needs to pay less attention or give into distraction less and give into attention more of God's light. In God's light, we have God's word and God's voice. Yeah, let me say that again. God doesn't need to increase the volume of his voice. Yeah, nothing like God speak louder to me. No. God speaks and his speaking is constant. You are the one to pay less attention to distractions and pay more attention to God's light in you. Are we together? So, by saint, by default, are you full of light? So, do you need to pray for God to give you light? What do you need to do? Pay less attention to distractions. You see, in this generation and world and time right now, we are given to distractions easily. It's easy to be distracted. Yeah, you delete your Instagram, there's Twitter. You delete your Twitter, there's WhatsApp. Delete your WhatsApp, there's Telegram. Delete Telegram, there's Togo. You delete TikTok, you say it's just TikTok you want to do, you download TikTok. There are so many distractions. So God will not increase his volume or the volume of his voice to you. God is speaking to you already. But you need to give in to less distractions of the things of the world and pay more attention and give in more attention to God's word in you or God's light in you or to listen to God's word and his voice in you. Hallelujah. So that is a decision you need to make on your own. Let me say that again. The decision of giving in to less distractions, the Spirit of God will not help you. If the Spirit of God will help you, it will help you through the Word of God. How will he help you through the Word of God? When I'm teaching it, for instance. See, in teaching the Word of God, I'm telling you now to give in less to distraction. That's the Spirit of God speaking to you. That's the best of help the Spirit of God can give you. You can't say, Spirit of God, help me not to touch my phone. I don't want to chat today. No. It is your phone. You see, you didn't say, Spirit of God, help me not to touch your phone. The Spirit of God, help me not to touch my phone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, there's sometimes you just know that. Imagine, you're walking on the road. You have 2,000 naira in your pocket, for instance. You see someone that is begging, for instance. Yeah? And you just have a prompting in your heart to just give him 500 naira. Don't say, God, what will you have me give? You don't need to pray, God, what will you have? Remember, you said you had a prompting in your heart. What we do is people that have lights pray for the light they already have. In doing that, you are neglecting the light you already have. The coming together among saints doesn't give you the ability of the Spirit. How many of you came as soon as you walked into church? Now you just you know, there's a way you can come into church and just realize that you have the ability to speak in tongues by seeing other saints. Yeah, that's why we said something last week. The saint is impressionable. When you see somebody misbehaving as a Christian, something is influencing him. Nobody wakes up and just starts disobeying or misbehaving. No, something is influencing. When you say things like, sometimes, let me write this down in your notes. Pride, a lot of times, makes you to despise the leading of the Spirit. Pride can be an obstacle to the leading of the Spirit. Pride can be an obstacle to the leading of the Spirit. Pride can be an obstacle to the leading of the Spirit. Pride can be an obstacle to the leading of the Spirit. Pride can be an obstacle to the leading of the Spirit. You know, we'll look at something very important next week. You know, when you see Eli, remember that Eli story in 1 Samuel? Remember Eli's story, 1 Samuel? When Samuel was sleeping and he heard a voice and he went to go and meet Eli. Yeah, that Eli, you called me. What did Eli say? I didn't call you. That means God can use the voice you are used to speak to you, even when the person is not there. What did he hear? The only reason he went to Eli is because he heard Eli's voice. So God was speaking to him through Eli's voice. That's why the saint cannot afford to have so many voices in the head. What did he do? He went to go and meet Eli. Eli, I'm hearing you call my name Samuel. How many times did you do it? 3 times. The third time, what did Eli say? Tell the person to speak on. So, if Eli heard Samuel's voice, the first time he went to Samuel. No, if Samuel heard Eli's voice, first time he went to Eli, went back to go and sleep, or went back to whatever he was doing. He heard the voice again, went back to the same Eli. He went back to where he was going. He went back to the same Eli. And Eli said, speak on. What voice will he be hearing when he said, speak on? Eli's voice. So the words of your pastor can be instructive to you and can be instructive to the leading of the Spirit that you require. A lot of times, what you call the leading of the Spirit is actually sometimes the use of some voices, that you have gotten used to. So, when God's word is taught, you don't have that disposition of, I know what pastor is going to say today. No. Because in what you know that pastor might say, you might hear what God will have you want to, or what God will want you to hear. So, the saint is not to be someone that is only pride that makes you feel like you know what the pastor is about to say. That's why when pastor says, go to 2 Timothy 2 verse 15, open the Bible, check it again. Even though you can quote it, check it again. Are we together? Yeah? So, coming amongst the group of saints, so this is the point. You can come among saints and say a saint, do a tongue and interpretation. What you need to say, what you don't need to say is, God, give me the ability to pray in tongues and interpret it. No, what you need to do is what? Pradavo spoke a devil, cannibal, podevo spoke a devil. What you need to do, so when you pray in tongues, what you need, interpretation of tongues and speaking in tongues, you know, which is simpler? Speaking in tongues. But that's what you think. Speaking in a tongue and interpretation of tongues, which one is simpler? When you pray in tongues, you are speaking to the Father. You are communicating with the Father, right? When you bring it in English, what are you doing? You are communicating to the minds of people. You know, so, for instance, when you watch me do tongues and interpretation, for instance, what I do is, okay, let's try something. Mass power again about povent the power boss for cabal pan and abosh ecabos cobacar for tambal pun the voice povacar. Endeavor proc upon devos, pokeval capacont and abos povacar, portable devos, epoton, importabos evident, padabada. Now listen, the Spirit of God will have you to give in more to His work. Yeah, for it seems like you are in a very tiny crossroad. Now, deliberately using the word tiny crossroad, because it looks like you're trying to make a very important decision of your life. And now, one of the things that is influencing that decision is a choice of growth, or rather, your decision to grow. Yeah, do well to pay more attention to God's leading in you, for you are not one who lacks leading. You are one who is full of light. You are one who us both for cabal, tendevos, copa cabot, ponavos, poverambo, tobos, ever dope, kempo, ponavos, povacampo, tendevos, sabada. Yeah, you are one who is full of life, that is full of light of God, which is full of His Spirit. Yeah, so do well to pay more attention to what the Spirit of God will have you do. Hallelujah. Yeah, so that's a practical, right? Did I say something that is similar to what you are going through?
Yes, sir.
When I stood here, all I had in my heart was that I was seeing decision making. Decision making is two words. Right? Was it two words I said to her? But in the multitude of words I gave, she got her instruction. Right? Do you know why interpretation is simpler? Because all I know is decision making. I am the one that chooses how I want to communicate decision making. All I saw was decision making. All I saw was decision making. Where are you from? Akwa Ibom. Yeah. So I see you now in the midst of. Have you been a leader in church before? Have you been a leader of a choir before?
Yes, sir.
You have? Yeah. I don't see you in Abuja. What have you had to do with the South region? You grew there. Where did you lead a choir? Is that South? So, things of the Spirit is actually very simple. What we need to do is to give in less to distraction and give in more. Who is Abel? Think about it properly. I don't know anybody called Abel. Okay. You don't have anything to do with an Abel. You don't have anything to do with a Charles. You know some Charleses. Which of them is closer to you? were you an ESCO with that Charles? You were an ESCO with that Charles. Yeah. One of your Charleses most likely has a name, Abel. Maybe you don't know. When you see me do that, what should you not do? Pastor, don't fast, oh. I didn't fast yesterday. You were with me. We were at home. So what did I eat for breakfast? Spaghetti. I didn't fast yesterday. What should be in your heart is, it's very strong in your heart. What's your name? Ubo. Ubon. It's very strong in your heart. Do you have two sisters? How many sisters do you have? You have two sisters, right? Okay. Is there one ahead and one after? Yeah, so you're in the middle. So what should go on in your mind is not, Pastor, open my file. Pastor, open my file. The things of the Spirit, they are easy and normal. You would have a lot of, what university is your sister? Was any of them go to the same university with you? So you have a huge responsibility. Why are you smiling? Never mind, now she's thinking like, have I met you before? You know, no, this kind of thing. You should like that, you know. you say, have I met you before? Do I know you before? This one is not arranging. This one, we didn't arrange it. We are not conspiring to impress you. I'm just giving an example. You see, the things of the Spirit are things that are taught. So when you see your pastor do that, you don't say, open my file case. No. It is a lack of understanding that makes a believer to say, open my file. Why? Because you can, see, look at it, you know. You can have the kind of church we want to build is not a church, in as much as music is good, sound is good, aesthetics, they are good. I don't want to be a pastor of a church that what we are known for is how our usher dress. I don't want to be a pastor of, I want to be a pastor of a church that, you know, people just be like, oh, such that somebody will even leave his own church. And I'm having a confusion about this issue. You say, go to gospel, I just want to meet any of the members. You have gone to attend your own service. I said, I'm not remember. I just pray with you for a few seconds, and you know, and just say, pass by, and just minister. And well, that's fine, cool. Such that you don't have to see the pastor. Yeah, so you have a huge responsibility. I'm saying back to you. You have a huge responsibility in providing a solid path for your younger sister in the things of God. Have you started doing that? You sure? Let the yes be loud, though. If it's no, let it be no. And you have a huge responsibility in bringing that lady, in setting an exemplary path for her. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go back to what we're teaching. What scripture were we? Yeah, so, okay, yeah, I think that's what led me to that. Coming together of saints doesn't give you the ability to do what I just did, for instance. Yeah? What gives you the ability to do it is by receiving the Spirit. So once you receive the Spirit, you can operate in all nine gifts of the Spirit. Lift your hand and say, I have God's Spirit in me. I have God's Spirit in me. I have God's Spirit in me. I can operate in all the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Glory together. So, in believing the gospel, you have an ability of the Spirit. That ability of the Spirit is independent of church. Yeah, what the fellowship of with other saints does is that it helps in that it creates an avenue for you to meet other saints who have what you have and want to talk about what you have. I'll say that again. Coming together, yeah, in the midst of sin doesn't give you the ability. In believing the gospel, you have the ability of the Spirit, independent of coming to church. But the fellowship with other saints helps you in that it creates an avenue to meet other saints who have what you already have and want to talk about what you already have. Coming together amongst it. Now, look at you. Let's practice something again. Yeah, we still have time. Bro, Aki, minister to the person at your right. Yeah, you right? Yeah, hold his hands for a few seconds and speak in tongues. Just minister to him. Yeah, both of you stand up. Both of you stand up. Yeah, so minister to him. Just hold his hands, just pray in the Holy Ghost for a few seconds. Say what the Spirit of God will have you say to him. Yeah, so what are we saying? The coming together of, you see, you know that what I have done to this dear sister has somehow in his heart inspired him one way or the other. Is that true? Okay, how many of you that what I have done today with her has inspired you at least somehow, some way? Let me see your hands. Is that inspired, right? One thing you should not allow you to inspire about is you should not say that, let pastor come and touch me. What it should inspire in you is that, what I believe is not different from what pastor believed. So what pastor believed gave him the Spirit of God in him. So by receiving the Spirit of God, you have the Spirit of God. So what pastor did, I can do. And it's simple. Have you gone out, you know, when you go out from evangelism, I want to get people filled with the Holy Ghost. What does that mean? Speaking in tongues. Yeah. What do you do? 2 scriptures I use, really. It has never not worked. Did you speak in tongues before I met you? There was something that happened when I met you. What happened? Oh, a healing. There's somebody. 2 scriptures. The easiest scripture to run to. Mark 16, 15, 16. He that believeth. Yeah, so okay now. So did you minister to him? One of you stand up. Did he minister to you? Did he speak concerning a particular need you had? Did he address the need? Did he give you a solution to the need? It gives you direction that you need to get to that lead, right? Did that help you? Sit down. Mark 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall speak with other tongues. It's that simple. Sometimes, so there are people I know. If I see your heart is very strong, yeah, what I'll do is I'll go through scriptures. Though. But me, in my heart, I know I'm ending in Mark 16. Me, I know. I bring it by the Spirit, bring it by the indwelling of the Spirit. Boom! A man who has the Spirit of God can walk in all 9 gifts of the Spirit. So, because you have light in you, you have 9 gifts in you. So, really, the way I minister to you, or I minister to you, for instance, I can minister to myself such way. I must only recognize that I am not just an ordinary person. The problem why we can't minister to ourselves is because we see ourselves as... So, we see ourselves the way Satan wants us to see ourselves. Always see yourself the way God would have you see yourself. Always see yourself the way God would have. So sometimes I can just be walking, you know, and I'm driving. I won't go through this road. There was one day something happened to me 3 weeks ago. I had the nudge in my heart. Don't follow this road. I said it was clear. If you know when something is clear, you're even listening to music. You know for something to be clear, I listen to music. It was that clear. And guess what happened to me? I was rushing for a meeting. This is the shortest road to that meeting. Me, I know Abuja well. If you know me, you know me. Yeah? I can turn Abuja upside down in front of you. You will not know. Yeah? It's not a gift of the Spirit. I learned it over time. Yeah? But I knew that this is the shortest route. Spirit of God said, don't go there. This is the longest route. So, even me, as your pastor, I still find it difficult sometimes to give in less to distractions and pay more attention to God and obey. This is me I'm talking to you here. Me. I said this in my head. I'm like, you know when you are fighting Spirit of God? Man, I said, don't go this way. I said, this way is the way. Go and turn and do your turn and come back. And, you know what happened? And I entered. All of a sudden, He didn't mean like him. Woo. What did I see? I saw cars left and right. I did not still point my attention to the fact that I wasn't supposed to go through this road. I mean, you know what I did? And I reduced my speed so as not be like the accident that was supposed to happen. Do you know what I'm trying to say? You know what I tried to do? I owe for the Spirit of God. I disobeyed. I went through that road. But I felt, what can happen? I reduced my speed. Only for me, in front of me, I just saw cars. I was still going. One car was in front of me. The car was going. All of a sudden, he just pressed brake, bro. He brought down Matt. So, I didn't know there was a mox there. But I knew that cars, it was a Friday, my people. I didn't know that there was a mox there. But I didn't know there was a mox there. But I just saw that cars were parked. I just felt like it's normal. Okay, I just brought forth. I said, hey, honey. He said, there's no road in front. Sharp me. I wanted to be wiser than spirit. I pushed the button to go. Another jeep just came block me. Online, I attended Juma that day. I'm not lying to you. I felt so disturbed. Because I was rushing for a meeting. But thank God they don't meet like us. Glory. You know what I mean? Because I would have been there for hours. I just said, let me reverse. I just saw one jeep. What about that? Four people just white at the driver. Four people at the just okay, not close. They all brought my Timmy Bami. As I had to put on his, I said, yeah, Allah, I say, ha. You see, disobeying the lane of the Spirit can cost you. Write that down. Thank God I wasn't going to meet Bill Gates. Someone that will give me money that will change my life. So, an avenue, yeah? I can't remember what I said just now. The lane of the Spirit can cost you. So, the fellowship with other saints helps in that it creates an avenue for you to meet with other saints who have what you have and want to talk about what we all have. So, this series I'm doing does not give you the ability of the Spirit. It will only make sense to you if you know you already have the Spirit in you. So, what I'm teaching you would only make sense to you if you find it in a place in your heart to acknowledge that you have the Spirit of God in you. Hallelujah. The fatherhood of God is in us. Yeah, God is in us by Spirit. And by this is a father to us. A father which is a... We sang that song. You are a good, good father. That's who you are. Yeah. A good father would always want to make sure that the sheep goes where it should go. That's why the saint is never without the leading. The only day a saint cannot be led is the day the Spirit of God leads the saints. And that is when? Never. Hallelujah. So we don't pray to get an ability, but we pray from the ability for awareness. I'll say that again. We don't pray to get the ability, but we pray from the ability for awareness of the ability. I'll say that again. We don't pray to get ability, but we pray from this ability for an awareness, for better awareness of this ability. Yeah, comprehensive and precise awareness. Philemon will tell you that the communication of thy faith may become effectual. So, light is ours in Christ. The Father has bestowed blessings on us in Christ. So, anything found in Christ is found in us. Glory to God. Anything found in Christ is found in us. Anything found in Christ is found in me. Say that. Anything found in Christ is found in me. Oh, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm holy, blameless, made acceptable by the beloved, by his beloved, by the work and the sacrifice, by the resurrection. I have a spirit forever. Light is a gift. Bible says in Ephesians 1:3, it says, blessed be our God, yeah, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. That word there, blessed, means they speak well. So we speak well of our God, who has spoken well about us. What is he speaking? In him we have forgiveness of sins. We have redemption by his blood. Oh, we have the indwelling of his Spirit because we believed. There's no condemnation against me. So never listen to the voice of the devil. By default, the devil's voice is louder in every society. Why? Because there is distraction everywhere. You hold your eyes from watching e-news. You go to CNN, you see. Go to MTV base. You don't want to watch them. You don't want to watch an O. Just go to normal channels. You see. What are you seeing? What you should not see. Glory to God. So, when it says, blessed be our Father, God and Father, who has blessed us, the blessing of God that God has given to the saint is in past tense. Even a man who is not saved, when he becomes saved, the blessing he receives is in his past. Because the death and the work of Christ preceded his salvation. The offering of salvation preceded his salvation. So when you feel down, you feel condemned, you feel like you don't know what to do, just remind yourself, oh no, have a gist in tongues. Yeah, just gist in tongues and give yourself an interpretation. Yeah, and you just know what to do. Yeah, I have the life of God in me. Oh, post cover cannibal, 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 papa nanaval, spoke, and nanaval, scotta, the barabot on the verse, but ah, oh, papa nanaval, scopa cannibal, pon and the voproca, the boss of the ha, epoch of a cannibal, sobu kevaka, epoch of a condeca, capo, both fuck about, but under the boss of the venable, epotomba of it. Yeah, there are people here in twos, in threes, and in fours, and we see an army of people rising up with the light of the gospel. Yeah, that light to go shine at dark areas, to illuminate such dark areas. Yeah, so taking light into dark areas to give those that are in darkness what light really is. Yeah, for it looks like they have a light bulb just with them, but they don't have the light of God. Yeah, why? Because they've not received the gospel. So you and I will be deliberate to step out of our comfort zone to a mass bar of carbon, now both upon the folk, for I will lead you aright and lead you to areas where you think there is light but there is no light, for you will go there just as my representative and by speaking provide light to dark hearts. And you will see men in their tens, in their twenties, in their hundreds, coming out of darkness, holding on that straight light, looking for other dark areas to illuminate. For in that we see that the work of ministry is being fulfilled. Or in that we see that the glorious gospel takes over the heart. For in that we see that the prayers which we pray day in, day out, we see them being answered. But yet and even yet, we will not hold back. We will not hold back. We will not feel like we have arrived. For every time we illuminate 100 people, we think we are just starting. For every time we illuminate 1,000 people, we have a consciousness that we are just starting. Why? Because it is God's will for all to be saved. And so do well to step out of such comfort zone. Do well to pay attention to the leading of the Spirit. Do well to pay more attention to your local assembly. Yeah, do well to pay more attention to your local assembly. Do well to put your heart fixed where the truth of God's word is taught. For in doing that, you will see that life becomes easier. Yeah, not life becomes easy. Life becomes easier. Why? Because we have light. Glory to God. Yeah, so when it says, blessed be our God, who has blessed us with our spiritual blessings? We have the blessings of God. We have the blessings of God. We have the blessings of God in Christ Jesus. We don't pray for it. God bless me. No, we don't pray for it. No, we acknowledge that you may have, that you may be able to communicate. How? By having a comprehensive and precise knowledge and understanding about what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it is not the acknowledging that makes you indwelt of the Spirit. Is that not true? Yeah? It is not because you are acknowledging that Spirit of God now comes to live in you. No, no, no. No. Your acknowledging is what? So that you can recognize, have a comprehensive understanding and information about what really lives in you. That's about who really lives in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the only reason why you see a saint operate in any gift of the Spirit and be asking that same saint to open your fire is because you are not acknowledging all God has put in you. Lift your hands and say, I walk in light. I walk in light. There is no confusion on my path. There is no confusion on my path. Say that with a conviction. I walk in light. I walk in light. There is no confusion on my path. Pray in the Holy Ghost for a few more seconds. Pray properly like people that have light. Hallelujah. Yeah, see, as I want everyone to be attentive right now, yeah? Don't lose track. Don't lose track, right? Don't lose track. Yeah, the Spirit of God will have you say something to someone here. Like, actually see a couple of people. The Spirit of God will have you say something to some people here. Yeah, and you, like you know what it is when three different people do not know, but they are at the same crossroad? Yeah? You know that kind of feeling. The Spirit of God will have you speak to people like that. So, by tongue interpretation, just minister here. You have a prompting already in your spirit. Yes, yeah, so just go ahead. Minister to us.
In a world where you feel like you're alone, in a world where you feel like you're neglected, like no one is looking at you, like you're standing alone, the Spirit of God will have you know that He's with you every step of the way. For He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never think you're alone. Never think you're alone. At that point, you begin to think, or the devil begins to put it in your mind that you're alone. Tell yourself, no, I've got the Spirit of God in me. Yes, I've got God's presence is with me forever. In my coming in my going out, wherever I am, whatever I'm faced with, the Spirit of God lives in me. God's presence is with me. Shala baradosa te la bakapa yanda radosa de manta yanda radabakala baradabashanda. O Sunday Leboko Santara da Bahande Kato Santi Mashatala Batahande. There is no darkness on your path. There is light for you. There is light for you. You just have to acknowledge that you have that light. Makarado Santa. Walk in that path that God has put before you. You know in your heart that God wants you to do this. But there is light for you. Don't think that there is darkness on that path. Don't feel like you're confused, like you don't know how to go that path. There is light. No, there is light on that path. Just go that way that God has told you to go. Don't go through that path that God wants you to do. That thing God wants you to do. Go through it and just know that you have direction. You have the Spirit of God, and so you have light, you have direction. There is direction for you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Brother Smith, come and give us a sound quickly. Yes, give us a sound. Give us a tongue and interpretation and just give us a sound.
I am led by your hand, Holy Spirit, and I work in this light. I am led by your hand, Holy Spirit, and I work in this light. I work in the light of your love, and I work in the light of your word. I work in the light of your love, and I work in the light of your word. I am led by your hands, Holy Spirit, and I work in the light of your word. And I am led by your light, Holy Spirit, and I walk in the light of your word. I am led by your light, Holy Spirit, and I walk in the light of your word. I am led by your light, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's That's very instructive to you. I'm led by your hands, Holy Spirit. I walk. You see that? You see that? So that is doctrine. You see, edify yourself in psalms, in a doctrine. Yeah. You look at 2 Corinthians. It says, when 1 Corinthians 14, when you come together, every one of you had a psalm. Every one of you had a tongue. Yeah. Every one of you had an interpretation. Yeah. So in giving psalms, in giving to an interpretation, see, we just exhibit doctrine. Yeah. I walk. I'm led by your hands, Holy Spirit. Right. What is really being led by your hands, Holy Spirit? I walk in the light of your word. Yeah? So, I am led by your hands, Holy Spirit. How? I walk in the light of your word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah, let's just take our time and just pray in the Holy Ghost, yeah? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Now you have something by the Spirit. Just come collect the mic from my hands. Yeah, pray in the Holy Ghost for a few seconds.